Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
This is your Ambassador Feel Good, Scott Cornish, and I'll be joining you this year for the It's a Mad, 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 Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib Wonderful Life. But first, hang on while I get my trombone.
Back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started.
Averaging over 11 steals per game.
Replacement is the gift of another 8-year-old.
Because you don't. What the credit card company.
PJ is staying in the basement for days and days and days.
Chain money. Interest.
America Home Warranty. Stop worrying about repair bills.
Even as you're called in one hope of your calling.
Hi, this is Bob Cohen, Director of Minutia, wishing you all a happy Christmas and a silly new year.
This is Saint Slade, cat wrangler at Bubbles in the Think Tank, wishing you a Merry Crimble.
This is Fred Boak, associate producer of Bubbles in the Think Tank, and your valet when Chandler isn't using me. I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, good Yule, Joy Noel, a most happy and well-lit Hanukkah, a great Kwanzaa celebration of community and family, and new beginnings in this winter solstice season. If none of these celebrations work for you, then I hope you just don't get too bogged down with seasonal affective disorder during these short winter days. Cheer up. The days will start getting longer real soon.
Hi, this is Freddie Stockwell, titular head of research for Bubbles in a Think Tank, wishing you a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 this is Chuck Yu, sometimes known as Not Belinda. I may not be Belinda, but I'm still wishing you a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho. Hi, everybody. Rick Murnane here, sending you all Yuletide cheer from my little studio, along with my very best wishes for a truly happy new year.
Aloha, radio people. This is Johnny D wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Athena Melville from Mendocino, California. Season's greetings to all the cats and kitties here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Love really comes through on the show. Sending cosmic love to all of you. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Krusty the Clown, the self-proclaimed official clown of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm calling just to wish you all the very merriest of Christmases and Festivus and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever. I need a beer.
Howdy, silly sods. K-Tuff here. Nothing caps off the season like the Bubbles in the Think Tank Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib Show. It gently warms, then strokes the cockles of my heart, and I get all tingly thinking about all those years ago. As a young lad, landline phone in hand, dialing that last number just as Bubbles' collar was hanging up. Ring! Joy, rapture. Well, not the rapture, that's another story. It's another Christmas orgy of story and entries to the ever-beginning list of adjectives of the night before Christmas. See y'all Saturday. Wait, already here. Monkey see, monkey do. Schwong!
This is Joe Silver, chairman of the board for the New York office, wishing all listeners a joy-filled holiday season and all the best for the coming year. Splog'em.
This is January Fairy, effervescent queen and the voice in your dreams from Bubbles in the Think Tank, wishing you a little bit more sparkle in your season, jingle in your jolly, and ho, ho, ho in your holiday this year.
Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Freddy!
And I can't believe the JF didn't include the Tangle and the Tingle. Tangle and the Tangle.
I tried to get it out.
Whatever it was.
It was so twisty. There was so much jingle, tingle, sparkle, glitter to get in a very little
bundle of time.
It doesn't mean I can't tell the story tonight.
Oh, it'll happen.
I know.
Hey, now at 11:08, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda.
I'm January Fairy.
And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, and isn't it always better with January Fairy in the studio?
Oh, well, I do what I can.
Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. There will be no radio obituaries tonight, because tonight, it's the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib.
It's hard to believe. It's like we just talked about it a year ago.
That'll be coming up right at the midnight hour, because we will be trying to jam that in before the 1 o'clock hour when another radio show will be coming in. Of course, after this week, we'll be student free for a few weeks.
Right.
And but tonight we will be highly disciplined.
We're going to bring it in on time.
You know it, which means we have to stop the phone calls at like 53.
Yeah, because
not 53 phone calls, but at that minute.
At 12:53, you might say. Because amazingly, we are on Volume 3, number 17
of the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib.
So you know there's a whole bunch in there to get festive.
We had January Fairy and I have been together now for what, 36 hours or something?
I know, it hardly even seems like that, but it's true.
But we pick up.
Right.
Exactly where we left off every single time. There's a That's handful true. Of people in my life where I can go years and not see them. Thank goodness that doesn't happen with us.
No.
But months I can is go hard years enough. Years and just like pick up with them the second that I see them again.
Right.
Like our executive producer, Rich Culbertson, he's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I haven't seen him in many years, maybe close to a decade now.
What? Sometimes words like that seem ridiculous.
They do seem ridiculous. And but if yet, I were to see him today,
right,
we'd be right back on it.
I know. Magical.
Right back on it. I know. But yes, we have January Fairy here. She's so sparkly right down to the fingernails.
They are very
festive. The eyelids and fingernails are particularly active this evening.
I got that just for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because I just felt like I didn't have enough sparkle with me. And I can't let the people down.
You could never let me down.
You gotta give the people what they came for. And that's the giggling, the Mad Lib, and the glitter.
She's got it all happening just for you here tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we have, as usual, a nice little chunk of holiday silliness in the first hour of the program. Then we'll move on, of course, to the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib, where you, the listener, will have the opportunity to call in. And, that's interesting.
Where you, the listener, becomes you, the caller.
We could, in theory, use the station Skype instead of the Belinda Skype.
Sure. We could do all kinds of...
That's something we'll consider here.
There's so many things.
We'll consider that here. I don't know how that works, so...
Well, because we're... To be honest, we just get back into the swing of the Mad Lib. Because it used to be weekly.
Weekly. We did this every single week for decades.
Decades. Now, there's a place where saying decades is actually legit.
It's totally legit. Now we do it once a year.
We're
and
getting
it's kind
into
of
the
freakish.
Fourth decade or something of this show.
Oh, we're well four, into the fourth decade.
Four decades of...
If you count all the way back into the David Andrew Dougal years, I guess you'd be in the fifth decade.
Holy smokes.
That's right.
That's a lot of decades.
It is.
It's a lot of silliness in one little cute package.
That's us.
That's you.
That's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we got so much to get into. January Fairy and I should probably start off with a little bit of it.
Sure.
And then come back and chat you up at some midpoint of the first hour.
Yeah.
And
we have things to say.
We always do.
We have discussions. we should save it all up.
We should, of course, check out and see what your discussions are over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group.
I'm going to try and keep up with it as it goes tonight, but I can't make any promises.
That's right.
It always just gets away from us.
Oh, it's really hard to keep up with on the best of circumstances. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, right at the midnight hour, we will begin the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib, because there can't be any delay.
And there'll be more instructions about how you can be a caller and Skype in and
that's very
how
true.
You can participate as you, the listener, / you, the caller, for this evening's Mad Lib.
That's right. And don't forget, that's where you'll see the origination of the names that we use for the radio obituaries.
Right.
And we'll talk about that a little bit when we get into that portion of the show. But some people question that and how those came about because they're newer to the show.
Right.
So we'll talk a little bit about that when that time comes.
It's always a good moment for some Bubbles in the Think Tank historical trivia.
When are we going to get that wiki page up?
When we get an archivist.
Where's my intern? That's what I say.
We've been requesting it for years.
Years, I tell you.
Years.
Years.
Possibly over a decade.
Yes, I would say that qualifies in the decades lineup just as well. So,
Belinda.
So, as we begin this evening's program... We asked a good friend of the show, Chandler Travis.
Yes.
Because he is a connoisseur of Christmas music like no other I've ever known. I won't listen to any anymore.
No.
Unless he's like, here,
but
have
this.
Because, you know, if you know me at all from this show or outside of this show, you know that I do not like Christmas music.
No.
I'm not a fan.
No.
Not even that much of a fan of the holiday. Really, this is the holiday.
This is the holiday. You have said it many times.
The only thing that has made anything any better of recent years is having the Christmas cavalcades to work on.
Right.
But that's mostly because I work on them.
Right. But you like having a project.
You're a big fan of a project. I need a project.
I know.
Really bad. So, you know, traditionally, this is the holiday as far as I'm concerned. After this,
it's all over. We shove it all into two hours.
It's all over after this.
And then
this.
You can escape.
But I said to Chandler, I said.
I says to Chandler.
If you had to name the one song, the one Christmas / holiday song that was more Bubbles in the Think Tank than any other song.
Yes.
What would that be?
In your opinion, yes.
And he had to think about that for many days.
Yeah.
Because he's got a big catalog to roll through in his head. That's a hell of a Rolodex he's got going there.
But he came up with a few options.
But...
narrowed it down.
Once we listened to the narrowed down, yeah. Well, a few notes of the narrowed down, because I wouldn't let him play them all for
right.
me, because I said, I only want to hear them once. Thank you very much.
One stood out.
He said, well, now that I'm hearing them.
Obviously.
This is the one.
So
here we go to the definitive holiday song for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Let it break the whole damn day.
I
used to like Christmas.
Well, you would.
It used to be good.
Not that good.
Now you can take Christmas.
Get away.
Kinda wish you would.
All the live long day.
Who cares about Christmas?
Here it comes.
Well, what if I do?
That's just dumb.
It'll never be Christmas.
Sure it will.
If I don't have you.
Oh, stuff it. I'm still not gonna let it upset me.
Even though I know Santa will forget me, I'm still determined not to let it wreck the whole damn day.
Do something that everybody knows is a song, so we'd like to do a Christmas song. And this song is about a little Swiss town high up in the Alps, and the towns up there are very isolated because of the heavy snowfall, and they have to have their own little ceremonies right in their own little town. And every Christmas Eve, after the children are all asleep, the parents steal away from their homes with a little box of handmade ornaments. And they all congregate around the biggest and the most beautiful Christmas tree in the entire town. And then they start to decorate the tree with these ornaments that they made. they throw high upon the branches. They just throw them way up on the very top of this tremendously high tree, and then all around them and all the way down to the bottom. And it takes quite a while because of the size of the tree and because it's so very bitterly cold. And they have to drink quite a bit, of course, to keep warm and to keep functioning. And they drink quite a bit of the local brews like schnapps and lagers and hot toddies, anything to keep them going. And they, of course, get quite lubricated. But they never lose sight of the fact that they're decorating this tree, this beautiful Christmas tree, for their children. Nor do they lose sight of the fact that their child might be the first one up in the morning and the first one to find the tree that they think Santa Claus has decorated just for them. The song is done in two parts. The first part is a minor key, very slow pattern, telling of the decorating of the tree, which my brother Hans told you. The second part all of a sudden changes to a very rapid major key in a very fast, sprightly tempo, which tells of the young children Christmas morning getting out of bed very early in the morning with visions of sugar plums in their ears. And they come out to find the Christmas tree, and they all going to find the Christmas tree they know their drunken parents decorated the night before. And they find the Christmas tree, and they all start dancing around and around the Christmas tree, and you can tell by the musical background and the excitement of the music as they go very fast, the little kids holding hands, dancing ever faster around the Christmas tree. And then one of the older kids grabs a branch of the Christmas tree as he dances around the Christmas, and he pulls on this branch and he breaks it. He breaks this branch of this Christmas tree. Just breaks it right off, and these other little kids start going around pulling on the branches. Little kids going around yanking and pulling on this Christmas tree. And mothers and fathers catch them, give them a licking.
That's not right.
Little brats go around breaking things.
Zen nut, Habanotter,
breaking the tree.
Excitement! I'm gonna rock it!
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda.
I am still the JF.
And we are in the throes of our annual holiday celebration.
We haven't missed one.
No. 1 year I did not make it back to Cincinnati.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean, it went on without me.
It was tough.
But my Incas made it into the Mad List.
You know, I was really, of all of the things that could have come out of that working, the fact that you got to call in and give your part of the body for the Mad Lib, because you had been saving it up
for decades, some time. we can put the decades word on that one too.
For sure. I just feel like even the shortest trip, you made it happen, because there was one Christmas Mad Lib that you came in, and it was an actual Christmas Eve
I landed with enough time to have dinner and drinks.
Yes. On Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And then the show started at midnight on Christmas.
Yes.
And then we had the full party at the hotel afterwards.
Where some listeners who are listening right now wouldn't leave. I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are.
You know who you are.
He's blushing right now. Maybe he's blushing. I don't know.
And then we checked out at a very reasonable time. We put you on a plane and you went right back to Boston under 24 hours.
I went back.
No, that was Boston.
That was Boston?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That wasn't Mendocino?
No, Christmas Mad Lib has only been Boston since it was retired on Bubbles in the Think Tank, the original.
Right.
Yes. So you were coming home. No way you made it back from California in just 1 day. That was for sure a Boston.
Oh, but I could have left at any old time. I think that was long enough ago.
Really?
I do. I think I came from the West Coast.
For less than a day?
Please. Who are you talking to?
I know, but I feel like
you
that's...
You know I would.
I know you would, and I'm not saying that you didn't. However, I feel like I would have kept you much longer for a flight like that.
I have a feeling I did that one from the West Coast.
Back to California on Christmas Day?
I think
with the time change and everything, that means we only spent like 10 hours together. That's even more ridiculous.
No, it doesn't change the number of hours I was there.
Yes, it does.
It just changes the number of hours I had to travel. Oh. I think that was a California.
I mean, that just proves the dedication to the Christmas Mad Lib.
Because that also would have included a 4 hour each direction drive.
Right,
to the airport.
Which is why I can't believe I didn't make you stay for more than a day.
But I must not have been able to for some ridiculous reason.
Or the flight was stupid cheap to come Christmas Eve and turn around and leave back
Christmas on Day. Christmas Day. Yeah.
Because the Christmas Day travel, I've done it now as well for the show.
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best.
Everybody
is
Christmas
in the best
Day.
Mood. Because they have to work anyway.
And there's nobody there.
Nobody. It's great.
I love it.
The Christmas Day flight. We've done it.
I need for somebody to go back and look in the books and figure out when that was.
Oh, the books. Where's the archive except for in the box of the trunk of your car right now?
Did you notice that?
I did. The Bubbles in the Think Tank original, my era, which is 2002 to 2012,
is in the back JF of age. The car right now. And if the car wasn't gone from here right now, don't think I wouldn't be handing you the key card and sending it down.
There are so many notebooks with sparkly cats on the covers of them in the trunk of your car right now.
I keep just not carrying it in.
I know.
And then I forget.
And then it's still there.
And then I open up the trunk and it's raining and I just don't carry it in.
You open up the trunk and you're like, look at the JF's cute handwriting with monkey stickers and sparkles and all kinds
of
stuff on it.
Why would I want to put that somewhere where I don't see it regularly?
I know. No, leave it in the trunk. It's great.
It's great.
It's probably good for traction too. Gives a little weight to the back end of that car. And you know how we like a good shake in the back end. Speaking of, are
may
we going to
make that booty shake?
Oh, may you make that booty shake. Can we talk about our adventure last night?
Please.
Do you want to talk about the other part of it? So,
you start this one.
Speaking of the transfer of time that I started coming to Boston for the Christmas Mad Lib versus Belinda coming back to Bubbles in the Think Tank, the original, in Cincinnati. This is year six for me coming to Boston for the Christmas Mad Lib
right.
East.
And just for to Bubbles put things East. In perspective, next year will be my 10th year here.
Right.
Right.
So the adventures in holidays in Boston have been varied over the years, and I have come on different weekends. It's usually been the week, right? We try and hit
it's usually
for the
2 weekends.
Before. It's usually 2 weekends before, because the travel weekend right before the Christmas holiday, all the people coming in and out of Boston from all the universities and hospitals,
yeah,
makes all them flights back to the Midwest super expensive.
Yes, so, it does.
So we jump it out 2 weeks. But we've always tried to find some different, fun, ridiculous, festive things.
And we've done great jobs.
We have had so many great things. But something that has been on our radar since year one, after we saw the nude stand-up.
Which had nothing to do with the holidays.
It wasn't holidays.
That was just the Belinda's move to Boston. Let's go see naked right. stand-up comedy.
So the other thing that has been on our radar since the beginning has been the Slut Cracker, and it has been sold out
because
every
I never
year.
Plan in advance.
Because you're just like, it'll be great. We'll just do things when you get here, and it'll be lovely. We don't like to plan. We are spontaneous with a set of guidelines.
Totally.
How we usually roll. So this year, planned it super early. We got tickets to the Slut Cracker. We went last night. Go ahead, Belinda. What else do you feel like needs to be said about the Slut Cracker? Because I have a description, which if you have been on the internet, have probably
seen
recently.
I just have to say that the Slut Cracker was really interesting because I decided back when we first decided to go,
right,
even though it took years before it happened, that I would not read about it.
No.
I didn't want to know
going
anything.
In fresh. I was like, I totally agree.
I was like, we just decided when we saw the title, we're like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, let's do that. It's close to, you know, it's close to the station.
Yep.
Let's just do it.
Perfect.
And so I made a point to never learn anything about it.
Right. And I did not read into it either, although I shared with lots of people back in Cincinnati that I was quite excited when I received the email that we had confirmation to go to the Slut Cracker. And they were all like, the Slut Cracker? What is this? And I said, I don't know too much. I know it's like burlesque adult version of the Nutcracker, kinda. And that
that's
seemed enough. And then
that's
I'm
all
pretty
anybody needed to hear,
if
really.
You Google it. As one can on the internet, mm-hmm. it will clearly give you more information. I just did not do that, but I was yes. like, you can look it up.
I love making the choice not to goggle it.
Yes.
That's all I've been
I ungoggled my Slut Cracker. So we did get to go last night, though, and it lived up to things in many different facets of our expectations.
It was the 20-foot tall candy cane that I think did it for her.
Yes. Candy cane.
Junk.
Phallus.
There you go.
It was big old candy cane. Junk.
Penis.
Yes.
We'll say penis. For we can say penis.
The correct clinical and anatomical terms. We'll get into
we
that
can't,
more.
We can't
closer.
Say what we continued, what we immediately began calling it.
But before, it was the all-important ca sound, if that helps you out. It was before, an alliteration of candy cane, and there you have it.
It was great. With its ejaculation of snow.
Yes.
It was as lovely and festive as anyone could hope a penis could be.
It was just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
But please go on with your description.
I will just read it directly from
It was a fine description.
My review last night. Classical ballet, modern and traditional choreography, burlesque, pole dancing, striptease, inclusive, gender spectrum, diverse, point, pasties, aerial, silks, nudity, acceptance, appreciation, supportive, leather whips, hula hoops, glitter, tango, acting, empowerment, plus size, amputee, and a giant candy cane situation. God bless us, everyone. So yeah, it was so much fun. So thank you for taking me on our festive adventure last
night. We know how to have a good time.
We really do. I will say, of all the people in that theater, though, we were not the ones having the best time, which is a rare situation, because usually wherever we are definitely the people having the best time. And some of those kids last night were having a really good time.
We were just having a differently good time.
We were having a lovely adult theater-going experience time. Where some of those kids were turning it up next level.
They weren't people who'd been at it for decades.
No, they were not on their 17th Christmas Mad Lib.
Right, they were barely past their 17th birthday.
Yes.
So, not that I judge that.
No.
Not even for a second.
We love all of those kids. Yeah, they have a good time.
They may not be our demographic. But we love them nonetheless.
Some of them show up.
Now, there was a time in the past.
There was a time. Back in the day, as they say.
Where we had many younger listeners.
Yeah.
We brought many a young man. Let me rephrase. We brought many a young boy into his manhood, so to speak.
We rolled out those gentlemen nice and early.
With Bubbles in the Think Tank. They would listen to the radio under the covers at night.
Yep.
And think their thoughts.
There was
and look at them now.
There was thoughts.
And now they're still with us, many of them, which is so sweet. I love that. You know who you are. We're not naming names.
No.
No.
There's a list of names in the Mad Lib. So you just listen for that. Celebrities, as one might say.
One might.
You want me to do a little business here?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do that business?
Let's take care of that. As you know, us being all freeform here, I got some business to take care of, so we're going to knock that right out and then get back to your regularly scheduled silliness. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule number one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Number two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on a target and you have made the decision to shoot. Number three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. I miss the PSAs.
Aww.
You know, just taking care of business. It's what we do.
We like the business.
I know. I love the business.
But speaking of business, we have to jump right back into the silly business at hand so we can get ready.
We have so much to cram in.
For the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. I've been sitting here during that business deleting stuff.
I know.
So that we can make it.
We only I knew it was going to.
Even with
we
me,
know.
You know, I even said all I need is 30 minutes.
Right.
And I
knew
pulled too much stuff.
It was going to be way.
So let's jump right back in. And we'll just send this one right out to Johnny D.
Oh, yay.
Because we like him.
I like it. I like people.
It's so good, good having him here at the show.
Yeah.
This show being Bubbles in the Think Tank.
World should all give praise. forget on Christmas, he'd be here on Christmas Day. And if a snowflake should appear, he'd still be here with bells on, even if he had to buy a sleigh. If the Easter Bunny knew the fun he'd have on Christmas, he'd be here on Christmas Day. Once a year on Easter, the bunny comes out to play. All year long he's waited for that special day. But that Easter bunny is missing a real good bet. If he'd take a trip with the reindeer, he'd have the best time yet. If the Easter bunny knew the fun he'd have on Christmas, you could never keep him away. If he just could see the presents he would get on Christmas, he'd be here on Christmas Day. A snowflake should appear, he'd still be here with bells on, even if he had to buy a sleigh. If the Easter Bunny knew the fun he'd have on Christmas, he'd be here on Christmas Day. If the snow should come, you know somehow that he would make it, even if he had to buy a sleigh. If the Easter Bunny knew the fun he'd have on Christmas, he'd be here on Christmas Day.
On my hand, crying for my daily bread, walking in the white folks' yard, looking for my Santa Claus. Me try my best to sing a song, sun too hot and road too long. Walking in the white folks' yard, looking for my Santa Claus. Took my bananas to Kingston Market, not a cent could I sell. Took my bananas to Kingston Market, not a cent could I sell. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name.
Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name.
On my head, crying for my daily bread, walking in the white folks' yard, looking for my Santa Claus. Me try my best to sing a song, sun too hot and road too long. Walking in the white folks' yard, looking for my Santa Claus. Me took my potatoes to Kingston Market, not a cent could I sell. Me took my potatoes to Kingston Market, not a cent could I sell. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name.
Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name. Oh, what a sin, what a shame, not a cent to my name.
I believed in Santa Claus. See, we didn't have them around sitting anyplace. You never saw Santa Claus, so I really thought there was one. We always had a lot of nice toys, and I thoroughly thought there was a Santa Claus. And I thought there was a bunny. I'm from Newton, Illinois. It's a little town in the southern part of Illinois. Very tiny town. We'd go down and look at the toy shops there. There were only two or three of them, and everybody knew every toy in the whole town. We all knew. So this one Christmas, my dad sent a nephew in Quincy, Illinois, $20. He was going to school there, and he filled the trunk with toys. And that's what we would get Christmas morning. My older cousins, who didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore, they'd come down and say to my dad, "Uncle Lou, where did you get these toys?" And he said, "Well, Santa Claus brought them." I'll tell you, we had toys that none of them in town had because Quincy was a big place. They had all kinds of toys that we didn't have. We got dolls and doll furniture and all of that. Storybooks and games and a lot of stuff. Back then I loved dolls. I still do. I love dolls. And in the summer, I would go out and play, and most of the time I was playing on the concrete. My dolls would break and I'd cry for 2 or 3 days over that. I had beautiful dolls. Their hair, and they had eyes that would close. My daughter had one. My daughter is 70 now, and she had one for a long time, and it had a beautiful dress.
I feel a spirit.
Amen.
Way down inside of me.
Gloria, alleluia.
So I sing a Gloria, alleluia.
Hallelujah.